How good is that? God knows your sin and calls you by your name and says, Tim, come back to me and get right with me. That's so encouraging. And then the other one is, nothing is too hard for God. I don't know where you're at. I don't know what is in your life. But I want to tell you that there's nothing too hard for God. Nothing. And so if you're struggling with a certain type of sin in your life, you need to know that as you give that over to the Lord, if you confess it, He's faithful and just to forgive you of that sin. And not only that, but we could also add, but He's able to fortify you. He's able to strengthen you. He's able to empower you. He's able to reuse you. He's able to refresh your life. He's able to raise you up and make you profitable again and useful for His glory. Then, the next little slide. I just recently came across this, and I thought this was excellent. I don't remember where it came from. It was anonymous, but I thought, you know, mistakes, we think mistakes are over. But listen what it says. This is not in your booklet. Mistakes are spelled like this. Number one, the M, messages to give us feedback. You see, mistakes can be profitable to us if we confess and if we repent. Mistakes can be tutors and teachers in our life. And so he says there are messages to give us feedback about our life. There are interruptions that cause us to pause and to think. To pause. Selah, as David said. Selah. Pause and meditate. Then there are signposts that direct us to the right paths. Maybe you made a mistake and you've confessed it, but life's not over. You are not dictated by your mistake. Your mistake doesn't define you. And so, but what the mistake can be, once it's confessed, is that the mistake can be signposts to direct you onto the right path. They can be tests to push you into greater maturity and walk with the Lord. So failure's not final. And then we can be reminded that they are awakenings that keep us in the game mentally. They're awakenings that help us to be alert, to be sober, to be vigilant, to know that the enemy goes about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So they help us to awake and to be mentally prepared for the Lord. Mistakes can also be keys that unlock the next door of opportunity for the glory of God. Mistakes can be explorations that lead us into the journey where we've never been before. The Lord wants to lead us on, and He wants to grow us once there's repentance, once there's confession and repentance. And then the last point here is, mistakes can be statements about our development and our progress. Statements about our development and progress. So we're going to close this session. And again, I want you to think about this confrontation. There's two ways to think about this confrontation. First, do you know of another brother or sister in Christ whose life is not what it ought to be, who may have sin in their life? If so, have you built the bridges up to that point in that relationship that maybe the Lord wants to use you to confront them? Maybe you might be the Nathan in their life to confront them. Secondly, maybe you are the one that needs to be confronted. Maybe you have sin in your life. Maybe there's something that's not right. And perhaps the Spirit of God is confronting you at this very moment. And the Spirit of God is saying to you, You are the man. You are the woman. What if David would have never repented? We can't really deal with what ifs because we know he did. And we see how God has used him. And David is a man after God's own heart. And yet he made a mistake. Not really a mistake, a sin. But he repented. And he was restored. Where are you at in your walk with the Lord? Let's close in prayer. Father, these things are very sober for us. We confess to you. And we thank you that where sin did abound, grace much more abounded. We thank you, Father, that you are such a loving, loving Father. We thank you that you've reminded us, even through this action with Nathan, with David, that whom the Father loves, he chastens, he disciplines. We thank you for your disciplining hand in our life. It reminds us that you love us, that you care for us, that you let nothing go by, that nothing can be hid from your all-seeing eyes. And Father, we just would pray again this afternoon that you would help us as we take up one more lesson of David. We thank you for the fact that there was a giant that David conquered. We thank you that we can learn from this giant that David, that conquered David. We just would commit ourselves to you now and pray that the Spirit of God would have his way in each one of our lives. In Jesus' name.